Works. Okay, Matzah Shabbos Parsha Kisisa. Spoke about in the morning Chet Ha'Egel, but the ikar of the Chet Ha'Egel is that we have to move on. One can't stay Chas V'Sholom in the Chet Ha'Egel. We have to move on. We find Taka the Torah after the Chet. And Moshe tining to save Klal Yisrael. So Rabbeinu Shlom says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Leich alei mizeh. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe, Leich alei mizeh. What's Rashat? Leich alei mizeh. So Rashi in the second Pshat says, Keneged, when the eagle started, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Leich reid, go down. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Leich alei, come up. This is a limud for us. Terrible chet. A chet, we spoke about this in the morning, chet the eagle. To this day, we suffer from chet the eagle, kapit pashtus the Rashi. Rebbeinu B'chai is a little differently, but pashtus the Rishayim, till today, b'yoyim pokti pokadati, every pekido has a little bit of chet the eagle. And yet, we're told, leich, Moshe Rabbeinu is told, leich alei, pick yourself up and get up. Get up. When you're down, Ayid doesn't stay down, he picks himself up and gets up. This is the worst, biggest down, perhaps, in our history. Leich reid, in a spiritual sense. Chet Ha'egel, 40 days after Matan Torah, we went and were Oved Avodah Zarah, and it was Nesiachis, who was considered Shayach to all of Klal Yisrael except Shevet Levi. Not that everybody was Oved, but they didn't make enough of a Machot. They didn't stop it enough. It was Nesiachis, even to Aaron HaKohen. And after all is said and done, and we had a threat, Rachmana Litzlan, of who knows what's going to happen to us, and Moshe saved us. And at the top, the Rabbi Shlom, the Gemara says things that we can't understand, B'chol. Ki'ilu Chazal tell us that Moshe grabbed onto Rabbi Shlom, that I'm not letting go until you're Meichel us. Beyond our comprehension. Which, Agav, you see, when you help a Yid, after Chet Egel, it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe, Pe'al Pe'. Moshe Rabbeinu put himself in Sakana to save Klal Yisrael. He went up Madregas himself, that he himself gained tremendous Madregas in Hashaychus to Rabbi Yisrael. Somebody puts himself up for Klal Yisrael by the Rabbi Yisrael, that's the most special Shaykh. But anyway, Leich Alei Mizeh, get up and go. Because this Aver was a terrible Aver, but one Ayid's job is to pick oneself up and go on. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you have to move on. By us, there's not an Inya of Nefilah. How far do we get up? The pshat is, Ayid has to realize that his place, even though he was knocked out and it was a terrible time, as we said, the worst thing shaykh to us, in a ruchniyah sense, our job is to get up and move on. And not only that, Ayid has to want to always move on. Ayid's hashkaf in life has to be get up and move on and move up. That's our hashkaf in life. And a ruchniyah, never be satisfied your ruchniyahs. And even if something happens in your gashmius, whatever it is, that somebody feels he's been knocked down. Ayid Zashkof is, Als Min HaShamayim, something happened, it had to happen, I'm going to stand up and move up, and I want to do that. And if you want to move up, that alone is already the Netzach. Even if a person can't get up on his 2 feet and walk, but the fact that he wants to, there's already a Netzachin inherent, there's already a victory inherent, just in the mere fact he wanted. Where do we see that? Later in the parsha. Moshe yikach es ha'oil. Moshe took the oil. V'not olay mechutz l'machna. Harchik min ha'machna. He moved up far from the machna. Moshe couldn't stay with Klal Yisrael anymore. He couldn't stay with them. Why? There was a sense of a nidui that they've been excommunicated. There's somewhat of a ban. Moshe Rabbeinu can't be together with Klal Yisrael. He removes himself. So what's going to be? How is Klal Yisrael going to communicate with Moshe Rabbeinu? The pasuk says, "V'hayakol mevakesh Hashem yetzel amayid." Whoever wants the Rabbeinu Shem will come out to Almayid and find Moshe Rabbeinu. What a message is inherent here. We spoke about this a few weeks ago, but this is the source of it. Rav Shiner, Zalzayin Gezut Mushtarak, the Rashiv of Kamenetz, was here years ago, spoke in the Masifta, and he said over, and he must have heard it from the Baal Maisa, Chaim Shulevitz, the great Samira Shashiva, when he was young, Stami was still a bacher, he was learning 20 out of 24 hours. And his body got just weak from the exertion that he was having. I heard already years later, Stami Maimer HaMuzger, years later from somebody in Los Angeles that went to the mirror, that he met Reb Chaim. He was still putting his feet in cold water in the middle of the night to be able to stay up longer. Chaim Shulevitz, his mother was extraordinary. So Chaim Shulevitz, he got weak. And the doctor told him, you got to take a break. You need a change of scene, a change of pace, and you got to take care of yourself. So they sent him off to his uncle. His uncle was a Rav Avraham Yaffin, was the son-in-law of the Alter of Nevardik. He went to his son, his father-in-law's yeshiva. So he had a change of scene and a change of pace. Had to listen to a doctor. You have to take a shame. You have to be smart. So instead of learning 20 hours, he was learning 18. And that God took its toll as well. And he got shvach again. He got weak again. He got weak and he couldn't handle the body. Couldn't handle it. So his uncle told him, you got to take a break from learning. And of course, his nephew wouldn't agree. So he said, look, let's take a walk through the yeshiva. They walked through the grounds of the yeshiva. And his uncles started pointing out what's interesting. What's interesting to Reb Chaim Shulevitz on the grounds of the yeshiva is not exactly what might be interesting to us. He points out to him as they walk by, this bacher, he says, you see that bacher? That bacher is the greatest lamdan in the yeshiva. A yeshiva of several hundred people in Bialystok. This bacher is... Chaim looks with interest. It's a bacher, lamdan, such a yeshiva. Stomach, he's going to be one of the daily Yisrael one day. He looks at him, goes further, they go further on their walk. And the yeshiva stops his nephew and says, here, you see that bacher there? That's the greatest Yerushalayim in the yeshiva. Wow. It's going to be a Yidat Tzaddik. When he grows up, we're all going to hear of him. They go weiter, they go further, and he shows him, this is the greatest masmid in the yeshiva. Greatest mats he sits and learns. No, certainly Reb Chaim, it's something he respected. And they go on, and he shows him, see that one there? The greatest Balmidas in the yeshiva's Midas. Greatest Balmidas. Reb Chaim says, okay, I've seen enough. Let me get back. He says, no, I got to show you something else. I got to show you the best bacher in the yeshiva. Chaim says, Veter, my dear uncle, you showed me the greatest lamdan, and the greatest masmid, and the greatest tzaddik Yerushalayim, the greatest balmidas. What is there left to show me? No, you see over there, and they kept going and going, and they went all the way in the back where nobody can even notice. It's a bacher whose head is in the Gemara Mamish. See that person over there, that bacher? He's the best bacher in yeshiva. And Reb Chaim says to his uncle, what's left? What is he the best? He's not the biggest lamed, he's not the biggest Yerushalayim, he's not the biggest masmid, he's not the biggest balmidas. He is the biggest mishtoikik ledvar Hashem. You want to Rabbeinu Shalom, you have to go and do something. You have to go out and do. He is the greatest want. He has the greatest desire to succeed in Avodas Hashem. He is the best bacher in yeshiva. He's the mavakish of the yeshiva. He is the mavakish. That bacher grew up, became the stipler. Chaim Kanievsky's father, the great stipler of Bnei Brak. The story of Shiner was told the story by Yan Kalinsky, was told the story by Reb Chaim Shulevitz. And he told to us here in LA. Vahoyako mevakish Hashem Yetzel Loyal Mayid. The one who's truly a mevakish will go out to the Loyal Mayid. And the Emes Advarim is this Ina Bikush, this knowing it was a stipulous postscript. The Iker Nekuda for us is to know to be much. It's already almost immaterial. It's almost irrelevant to us. What do you do with your bikush? And a merdik is asemis, and you see this. This is a limud, a tremendous limud, a tremendous chizuk. To know how far bikush goes. It's a posik in Tehillim. Posik that we're familiar with when it comes to El. Yoidu Shamayim Pelacha Hashem Afam Unosra Baal Kedosh. A posik in Tehillim, Kapitel Pei Tes. It goes on. Ata Moshel Begeus Hayom. The Rabbeinu Shem, you rule the heights of the sea. Besoy Galov Ata Seshabeche. As the waves lift themselves, from Lashem Nesius, Ata Seshabeche. Poshipshat Rashi and most Mefarshim learn Ata Seshabeche is a Lashem of Shvira. The waves come up, you break them down. Look at just the nature of the world, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koich, you have these waves that go up, and we know today, living in California, we know the godless of a wave that goes up and up and up, and the godless and the bria of such a thing, and the Rabbi Yishol puts it right back down. That's the way the bria is made. There's a bari olam here, there's a mashgiach running the world. But the Sfasemes brings a Zayir HaKadosh. This is another pshat. Perhaps pshutay of the word says shabichem. Says shabichem means to praise. Besoy galav ata says shabichem. You Rabbi Yishol praise those waves. Why? They keep coming up. They keep being oila and oila and oila. And every time they don't succeed, what do? The next time they come again, and they come again, and they crash down, and they come again, and they come again, and they never get where they're supposed to be going. It seems they want to come up and keep coming, and they stop. It doesn't deter them a bit. They come back and they try again. They come back and they try again. They fall and they get back up and they're up again. Atas is Shabchen. Rabbi Nishalah himself praises such avoidus Hashem, such avoidah. So the Sasemis, that's the avoidah right here. Atas is Shabchen. Benesia, the Nesia of the Galim, of the waves. Atas is Shabchen. The Yid, it's not important if you succeed or not. The point is get up. Get up, your knife will get up and be a bar aliyah. And that's why it's such a title to call somebody, he's a ben aliyah. The point is you lift yourself up, you rise and you try and you work. Whether you succeed or not, that's in the hands of the Rabbi Yishol. That's almost not your business. What your business is to be a ben aliyah, get up and try. And then atos says shabichem, the Rabbi Yishol himself praises you for that. Atos says shabichem. That's the yisoid here, and that's the limud. That's the limud. And perhaps this godless can only be said after the eagle. To see after the eagle that Eden had fallen so low. We've fallen so low. And we can still, we're told, you're mavakish, go find the Rebbe Yishol. And you will find. You're menuda, you're nanidui. And afal pike makes no difference. You could yoitz if you're mavakish bar Hashem. Yeitze, get up, go out, get up and go out. Yeitze, lo yomayin. Hashem mechutz l'machra, you'll find, you want to find, you'll find. The emes advarim is, this yisoid, some meridik yisoid that one has to try. There's so many maises of people who tried, who be'emes had no business being matzliach. G'day li Yisrael mamish that weren't matzliach, and they tried, and then at the end, somehow, you have siyat d'shmaya. Yogato, the Gemara says, Miguel, Yogato motzosa tamen. The Velt asks a question. Yogato is loshen yegiya. You toil, you work. If you toil, you work, you make it. Then it says, umotzosa, you'll find. Finding is a loshen that you didn't work. You go out in the street, you find the metziah. There is no work involved, no toil. What's that? Yogato umotzosa. The Velt says, pshat, I heard this from Rosh Hashivas. Yogato, your business is to be a geya. You toil. You toil, umatzosa, then the Rabbi Yishol will send you a present, umatzosa. Lav dafka, it's going to come from your yegiya. Your yegiya is just to be a yegeya. If you're a yegeya, then you'll have a metziah. The metziah is going to come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our business is to get up and go. So many stories, and then we could spend the rest of the night talking about different stories, whether they're from yesteryear stories, or B'Yitzhak Ochanan, story of Yosel Slutsker, story of Pesach Pruska, Ramesh's Rebbe, who were mamish, had felt that they were matzliah, ready to give up, and they just kept pushing and pushing and pushing, and mamish became G'day Li Yisrael, G'ayna Madirim. Or people in our own times, as we said over in Shul, people in our times that broke through that Merdek Siyat Nishmaya. The Yisayit is the Yisayit. The person's business to get up and try. Be'emisaf and a Gemara as well. Merdek Gemara. Gemara says in Brachas, Dabdalan was based towards the bottom. The Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yochum, name Alei Nemer Nun Ba'ashrei. Why isn't there a Nun in Ashrei? The only letter that's missing. You have the whole Aleph base there. It's very chashuv to have the Aleph base in a tefillah. And yet we skip out the Nun. Zok the Gemara, you know why? Mibnei sheish b'mapalos and shesayne Yisrael. The Gemara is b'loshen saginor. It talks about an afilah, d'chsiv nafla loisoysiv kum besulas Yisrael. Talks about an afilah. So therefore we don't have the Nun there. In my rabba metarzi achi, in Eretz Yisrael they said nafla v'loy soisiv linpol oid kum besulas Yisrael. You fell, you won't continue to fall. Get up. There's no falling. The Marsha is Masber, that's why there's no Nun. Because there's really no falling. There's no emes in the filum. There's no emes in the filum. We don't have an emes in the filum. We lamaisa. We get up. There's no such thing as an afilah. Because when we fall, we're not staying on the ground. So it's not an afilah. It's very temporary. We pick ourselves up and we go weiter. That's the Yisrael of Gemara. In fact, Kivegi here off an art. Gilui Nashas brings a Tshuvas HaRashba. Who somebody had asked him, but there's other cases. And the Rashba's Mayrach, and he says, Ma palosim beloit kumalei nemra chas v'sholim. Kim shavzu akpada. It's akpeda, we can't say it like that, that there's a nefila without getting up. And that's why in Eretz Yisrael they had to touch the pasuk. The pasuk means nafla v'loy saisiv kum b'sul shol. We're going to get up. Because there's no such thing, the Rashba says, as we should have such a nefila. That's what it's all about, Bayos. We find that because Ayid is mishtoikik, a meridika thing, what can happen if you just simply want? What can happen? Somebody has no business accomplishing. But you just want, and you want, but you really want. It's not just I mean, you casually want. Everybody wants to. Rabbi Sol Salanter said, everybody wants to know ganshas, right? They want to know ganshas so much. Everybody wants to know ganshas. You sit and learn. It's hours and years to know. It's like Chaim Kanievsky backwards and forwards. He has to learn shas every year. He learns shas every year since most of the hours a day learning. So Rabbi Sol Salanter, you know what? Everybody wants to learn shas, but they want to learn it in one night. And in that very night, they want to sleep a little bit too. That's why it doesn't work. How much do you really want? You want to do it just al regalachas so in one night and even sleep in that part of that night? It's not going to happen. It takes a lot of toil and work. You have to really want. But you really want, it's a meridika pasuk. Before the chet, it talks about the Mishkan. The Heilige Mishkan, and it says over here that the Eibishter appointed Rekarazi B'Shem B'Tzal B'Nur B'Chul Amat Yehuda V'Amali Serucha Lekim Chach Matun V'Dat Chom Alocha L'Achshman Shabbos, and it goes on. Bani hinin esati, there's a helper. Oliya ben achisol amate don. And not only that, ubeleiv kochacham leiv nosati chochma. I've been given it to others as well. Beleiv kochacham leiv nosati chochma. Beleiv kochacham leiv. Who is this kochacham leiv? There's other chacham they're going to get. Other chacham that are not mentioned here. Beleiv kochacham leiv nosati chochma. The Gemara darshins and brachas nunhei. An interesting drasha from here. Interesting drasha. More darshins. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Eina Kodesh Boch Noisen Chachma El Mishiyesh Bei Chachma. You only get Chachma if you have Chachma. Shenemar, he brings up Pasuk. Shenemar, Yoav Chachma Sol Achachimin. The Rebbeinu Shalom gives Chachma. The Rebbeinu Shalom gives Chachma. Pasuk Daniel gives Chachma to Chachamim. Zok Digmar Vaiter. The Gemara says, we can learn it from a pasuk in Chumash. Ubelev kochacham lev nosati chachma. The ones who chacham got chachma. Ufreik develt akasha. If you are chacham to get chachma, how do you become a chacham to get the chachma? Every chacham is going to get chachma. No, so how do you become a chacham? If you have to get chachma, you have to be a chacham to get chachma, how do you become a chacham? And the Nefesh HaChaim himself, at the beginning of Nefesh HaChaim, Shtozach on this, has this shaila. And he says, I'm married to Kipshat. The first Chachma is Reishis Chachma, the beginning of Chachma. What's Reishis Chachma is? Yiras Hashem. Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. The beginning of Chachma is Yiras Shemaim. You want Chachma? You first be a Yiras Shemaim. You're Yiras Shemaim, the Ebeshah gives a Chachma. If I'm a Chachma, Chachma, Satur, Chachma, Lekis, you have to be Yiras Shemaim. That's the first thing. Then you're a Kli Kibbutz to accept the Torah, accept the Chachma. That's the Ebeshah Chaim. Well, if you what we're saying here, the Pshat perhaps is like this. It says a chacham leiv. What's a chacham leiv? Chachma typically is understood. Chachma is in the mayach. What's chachma of the leiv? Chachma the leiv is to want. He has the wisdom to want. He has chachma in the leiv because he wants. He wants, that's the true chacham. He wants. You go to people, you say to them, what do you want? And this person wants this gashmius, this person wants this good time, this. And this one asked for Chachma. Shlomo HaMelech was asked by Rabbi Shlomo, what matana do you want? And he was told, he said, I want Chachma. That's a Chacham Lev. He has Chachma in his heart because he's wise in his heart because he wants wisdom in his mayach. That's the true Chacham Lev. If somebody wants, he's not a Chacham yet, but he's mishtaikik the Chachma. He desires Chachma. He wants. You want. then you're gonna get a matana, you're gonna get chachma. That's the yisoid of davar chacham leiv. He's gonna get chachma. But getting back to our yisoid, we yidden don't know what nefila is because kum besulas yisroel. Even if we fall, it's not a falling. We get up right away. We have to get up right away. Well, Maisa, we know that's the difference between us and the goyim. Mentioned this Purim. Haman basically had his way. Medrash says that Ahasuerus gave him a seat at the bima higher than his own. And yet, towards the end of the Megillah, he starts getting his due. And he sees that the tide has changed. And he tells it over to Zeresh and his Chachamim, who Lamaisa, just not long before, he had boasted to them. And he had asked them what to do. What should I do with Mordechai? And it says over there, all kinds of things there. Chazeresh and Azehavav told him, you need an Eitzah, we're going to give you an Eitzah. Okay, we all know what happened. But Lamaisa, not long later, Haman feels his downfall start to come. He told him, Zehavim, he thought he still had friends. They answered him back, Zeresh v'chachamav. He had no friends left. He only had wise men left. He had friends he lost. Once they saw he's out, no friends left. So what did they tell him? They told him, Im mizera Yehudim Mordechai shechilay salim balavonav. If you start to fall to this yid, loisuchala, you're finished. Ki nafal tipa lafonav. This is where the goy is different than the yid. They start on a fila, it's over. What do you mean it's over? You haven't even fallen yet. You just started. The process hasn't even happened yet. Find the way out. No, it's over. They fell. They're starting to fall. They know of no way out. It's over. Nafal tipa lafonav. It's over. We find that all the time. Yishmol al pnei kol echav nafal. Yishmol falls as a nefila. By goyim there's a nefila. By us we don't have a musig of nefila b'chlal. What's the pshat? Why is it that they have nefila, we don't have nefila? We talk to Rabbi Nisham 3 times a day, Shemen Esrei. What's Lashon HaChazal? It's called Amida. Ein Amida ela Tfila. Tfila, ein oindim l'spal. Tfila is called Amida. We get up. No matter where you're holding, it has the ability to get up and talk to Rabbi Nisham. There's no bigger Amida than that. What's the pshat? Why is it that the goyim have this nefila and we don't have such a problem? We understand kum besulas Yisrael, and they don't have such a kayak. They don't have such a kayak. They start to fall. It's over. What's the pshat? Perhaps shots like this. Gila, Esther pleads her case to Achashverosh. She pleads her case to Achashverosh and tells him that they're out to get us. They're out to destroy Klal Yisrael. They're out to destroy her nation. Doesn't tell her which nation it is. And Achashverosh gets indignant and he says, Mi uze veze hu? Who dares do this? Mi uze veze hu? Hashem lo libe lasses came. Vatoymer Esther ishtar vayv homin arazeh. The goyin says, "Mirad the gipshat mi hu ze ve'ezehu." What are these two questions? Mi hu ze ve'ezehu. Zot the goyin. We find Chazal darshan in Bav Metzia on a pasuk of Mishpatim that the person will say, "Asheki hu ze." In the Indian of Shaimer, the ear of Parshas over there with Shaimer and Hava. Asher yoimar ki hu zeh. The person's going to say ki hu zeh. What do we learn out from that pasuk? Moida b'miktsas. Asher yoimar ki hu zeh. He's moida on part and he's kaifer on part. He makes a shvua deraisa. Kaifer b'kos pater shvua deraisa. Moida means chayv shvua deraisa. Where do we see him in the pasuk? Zeh is the part he's moida. He's moida on part. Hu is the part he's kaifer. Ki hu zeh. From the kfir of zeh, I'm moida on this. Ki hu zeh. So why is that part, why is the the haidah zeh, that's the open part. The chelak hanigla is zeh. The chelak hakfira is the chelak hanister, the part you don't see. Achashverosh says, here, a diabolical plan to annihilate your nation. Me, who's zeh? Who's the open part of this? Ve'ezeh who, and who's the one in the background who's not the open part of it? There must be such a big plan. Who's the open one out against you, and who's the power behind them? And what does Esther answer? B'chachmasa, ish sarvev haman hara hazeh. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to answer. Me, who's zeh? Who's the open part? The ezeh who? I can't answer you because that's Achashverosh himself. But the chelik of me who's zeh, who's the open part, Haman, I'm going to answer you. The second half, me, ezeh, who, I'm not going to answer you. Geiter Rishiva, Zecharei Baruch Hu, Bei Gur, it said, that's what we find in the Megillah, Achashverosh and Haman, the Gemara says, is a mushel, somebody has a mound, and the other person has a ditch, and he's looking for somebody to fill up the mound. The person with the mound looks to get rid of the mound. They meet, and they say, wonderful, Shidduch, I'll give you my just take it for free, fill up your ditch, wonderful. Achashverosh looks at the Yidden as a mound. He's machshiv them, they're chashiv. But he wants to get rid of them. They're chashiv, he's mekana them. Haman detests the Yidden. Then they're a ditch, they're a hole in the ground, they're a ditch. Haman's a malik, they detest the Yidden. So Achashverosh is machshim, so it doesn't look like he's going. He's a danger to us. He's machshim yidden. It's a mount, but Apol Pikein, he's the chelak hanister out to get us. Haman is the chelak hara, and all this was lined up against us. Chelak hanister and the chelak hanigla. That's what the avoid of Purim was. There's always a chelak hanigla and a chelak hanister in everything, and in Purim. What do we call Purim? Esther min atayra minayin zok the Gemara Chulin. V'anoichi haster aster pona b'yemahu. The whole heroine of Megillah, Esther, she's known by the Torah. Her name is Hadassah, but she's known as Esther. Als Hester ponim. The sight of the Megillah is, look, not only what you see, look at what you don't see. Look at what you don't see. What will you find when you look at what you don't see? You're going to see the Rabbeinu Shalom there, behind the clouds. Behind the clouds, hidden there, Mashgiach min achaloinus, Meitzitz min acharakim. You don't see, but the Rabbeinu Shalom is there. There's a Hester upon him. But Esther, Anoichi Aster, Hester upon him, B'yayim Ahu, there's going to be a Hester upon him. But Esther Mordechai found the Rabbeinu Shalom behind that Hester upon him. And Nigla and Nister is all, means nothing to us. It's all the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's all the Rabbeinu. That was the limit of Purim. To look beyond the open. To look beyond the open, the lead and look. They said, listen, Achashverosh invited Tasuda, we have to go. We have to go. And they went. Then they get in trouble. Why are they getting in trouble? Because years later, Mordechai is not bowing to Haman. So in the looks of it, in the niglish Shabbai, who's at fault? Mordechai. Who's not at fault? Klal Yisrael. But in the Nister Shabbai, what you don't see is why were they nenash? And who's going to save Klal Yisrael? Mordechai. It's lehefich mamish, because you're not looking straight. You're looking only at the nigger. You can never only look at the nigger. You have to look at the nister. What's behind here? What's the koyach behind? What's the koyach behind? Just like there's a Haman and Achashverosh on a much higher and deeper level, there's always a koyach and nigger and a koyach and nister. Rabbi Yisrael shows us something, and there's much more behind the scenes, and you need Taka G'dayil Yisrael to point out what's going on behind the scenes. That's the difference between us and them. We Esther min atayrim minayin, that we went to look for the Hester Ponim. Haman min atayrim minayin, zok the Gemara. The same Gemara Chulin. Hamina eitz by Adam Arishon. Hamina eitz that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam did not eat from. Pashup Shad is Hamina eitz. Adam Arishon had everything in the world. Malachim were ready to be mishamishim. Had everything in the world. Malachim were very mishamishim in Gan Eden. What did he not have? One tree with its fruit. And he couldn't hold himself back. It was Nichshol. Haman HaRasha, it owns the world. Achashverosh is the melech of the world. Shol Shmachal Bekipa. Achashverosh owns the world. 127 Medinas. Ohayit Vakush. Machalik Zerav Shmuel. Next to each other. Or all the way at different ends of the world. But Lamais encircles the whole world. Encompasses the whole world. What is Haman is the prime minister. He has more power. Bepoil than Achashverosh. He's ruling the world. What's he missing? One Yidolah. One Yid, he can't handle it. Can't handle it. He's ready, he gives it up. Nothing's worth it. It's all worthless. gives it all up. The Kachava gave it all up. But perhaps we can say a deeper pshat. What's all this focus on the eights? We see in Al Anisim also. Talisa says, Bon of Al Eights. We're very busy with this Al Eights. It's incidental. The Icarus, he died. We killed him. What's the yin of the eights? Ha eights. This eights. Gam Charvoina, Zachal Atoiv. The Chazal tell us Zachal Atoiv. Zal Yoha Novi Zachal Atoiv. He came in the guise of Charvoina and said, hang him up. Al Eights. Sashahich Alamortcha. What's this business, Al Eights? Because a person goes and he puts toil, work, he's amul. He goes to Zeresh, goes to his advisor. What do? I need an Eitzah. I need an Eitzah. It's Mordechai. I have no life. I need an Eitzah. Okay, here's an Eitzah. Make an Eitzah. It's not stam an Eitzah. Chamisha mamma. Gavoy chamisha mamma. Whoa, an Eitzah. Mordechai. A male. Imagine the work that to get an Eitzah. Chamisha mamma. Yeah, the Velt says Purim Torah. My Rebbe in second grade told us Purim Torah. That's why Noach. The Noach loiveim. Noach. How did Noach get into the Teva? Because they needed an Eitz Chamisha Mamma. They had to look for them. They had to go find a table. They went to the table that schlepped Noach into the Megillah to get an Eitz Chamisha Mamma. Eitz Chamisha Mamma. You know, Eitz. They toiled. Get an Eitz. Little did Haman know. All your toil. You think you know what you're doing. All your toils, min ha-shamayim hashgacha, that you yourself should be on this Eitz Chamisha Mamma. That's what this is all about. The whole Haman min ha-eitz, min ha-terim minayin, ha-min ha-eitz. Because you think you're doing one thing, Ashgacha has a whole different plan. Everything is Ashgacha Sabayri. You think you can defeat Ashgacha? The Ashgacha has it all planned out, and you yourself are the recipient of it. Hamina Eitz, Haman looks to be Kaifer in Ashgacha, as we're going to see in a moment. Amalek? No, the whole Ashgacha is Mamish on you, Hamina Eitz. That's why there's such an emphasis on the Eitz, because the Eitz is where you see Mamish Ashgacha Sabayri. Asher Heikhle, Gaz Achana Rabba, and it's all Achana. Asher Heikhin Loi is on Chazal. Heikhin Loi, he prepared it for himself. What does it mean, prepare himself? That from the very beginning, wasn't that? Just didn't just happen, Gam Chavoyna came up with a plan. From the very beginning, the plan always was that Haman's going to be on this Eitz. That's Haman and Eitz Minayim. And that was Haman's. That was the machama of Haman to us and Amalek to us. They don't believe in plans. Asher korcha baderech. We said in Parsha Zocher, Asher korcha vayizanev kol anachsholim acharecha. What is Asher korcha? Zok the Medrash, Asher korcha, Chazal, Rashi brings the Chazal, Asher korcha, that they happen on you. What's Amalek all about? Is a medrash here, a meridic medrash. Ratikra eva yagad le Mordechai es kol asher karo. Mordechai told Asoch, Esther's messenger, everything that happened. Kol asher karo. What's the pshat kol asher karo? It means what happened. Kup the medrash, meridic pshat. Omer la Asoch, leich amorla, go tell Esther. Ben benoy shel karo ba leichem. You know who's here? The Enakul, the grandson of karo. Who's karo? Asher korcha baderech. Amalek is arrived. Asher korcha baderech. Why? Why does he have to come with that korcha? That's the only name coming from Amalek. We can think of worse names for Amalek than korcha. Why do we come with korcha? What do we say korcha for? We sang a purim, gedenk al taganav. There's all kinds of names we can call Amalek. Roshoim, Oyve Hashem, Seine Hashem. What are we doing? No, the whole theme is Asher korcha. Everything is happenstance. Everything's coincidence. I mean, just happens. They're looking to be also, Rashi brings on the Lashon Mekarer. They're looking to cool us off. They jumped into the hot tub and cooled it down. Why? Because there's an Eish in every Yid, Boyer in a Yid, there's a fire in a Yid. It must be Eivet Hashem. Comes a Malik with cold water, wants to pour it and douse that fire. Douse that flame. Don't be so hot for Avodas Hashem. Nishke Ferlech, what are you running to with such a dominic, with such a fire? You're learning with such a smud, with such a gishmak. Do what you got to do, but don't get so excited. Calm down. There's more important, more things are going on. Don't make a fool of yourself. No, fakir, that's our Eish. The Eish. Matan Torah is given by Eish. And they come to pour cold water on that Eish of Matan Torah, Shekorcha, with Akrirus. Now, how do they come up with Akrirus? What's their excuse? We've seen it all. We saw Maimed with our own eyes. We saw Maimed at our Sinai. How can we be calmed down? How can we be cooled off? Because they tell us everything's a coincidence. Akrirus Yamsuf, yes. There was the perfect storm. This happened here, and the water opened up. Things happen. Natural disasters happen. Asher korcha, it happens. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Nothing just happens. It's Ashkocha. Oibazai, you Haman, who you think everything just happens. The Minaeis that you work so hard on to make happen in your thought. It's Al Min HaShamayim to show that Al Min HaShamayim, and you yourself are going to be hung up on it. And that's the Murdik Yisoy. In Hilchus Purim, we find that a Kur Lamafreya lo yotza. Why is a Kur Lamafreya lo yotza? Look at Kur Lamafreya lo yotza. What's the pshat? Kur Lamafreya lo yotza, because one reads it retroactively, the Ostrotzer says, because if you go ahead and you read retroactively, what are you saying? As the story unfolds, you don't understand it. Retroactively, you understand it. In other words, yeah, story comes, story unfolds, and builds party, 6 months worth of partying. And at the end, the Achashverosh, in another week, I can stand. The man is so shikr, he doesn't know what he's doing. And he talks to the Gemara, says, before he was a shikr, and he calls his wife Vashti to come in such a manner, such a vilde, brazen way. His wife is royalty, and he's a nobody. He tells his wife to come appear to the sorum like that. She's mavazim. It's such a strange story, and it gets stranger. And then he kills her for that. And then he writes a letter to everybody in the empire. Glia is called Ish, Sayer Bebe. So you know what? I'm going to tell you news. The man is the boss of the home. Everything strange things, but these things happen. Years later, there comes a Mordechai is in town, and Haman's in town, and this unfolds, and Esther becomes. And who puts these things together? And you look at it, everything happens. You come, Lamafreya, at the end of the Megillah, you chop, whoa! Everything had to happen. Vashti had to die, Esther had to be in place, Haman Achashverosh had to make a fool of himself with the letters, they didn't take him seriously with the second letters. Everything has a matziv over here. Mamish, everything. They're in Shushan, because Mordechai's in Shushan. Everything is a matziv. Every little detail, we don't have time to go through them. Alshon HaShamayim, oy vey! Lamafreya lo yotza. That's a goy that is finally handed proof that he can't be soyser anymore. Mashiach comes, everybody, likir v'yedu kol yeshvei, sevel, kilachot tichagoberach. The kunz is now that it's not so clear, but look at the chelak anister behind the chelak anigla, and be maida misvada now, ki yuzeh, be maida on everything now, the also is the Rabbi Nishalem, the who is also Rabbi Nishalem, only the zeh, that everything's the Rabbi Nishalem. You karim afreya lo yotzo. You have to start from the beginning and say right away, whoa, Rabbi Shafir Tavel, something is going on over here. Achashver is doing such silly things. Achash, there's something here, min hashamayim. Right away. And the Gemara goes weiter. You have to read it bayoim, karim balayla, ulashanoisa bayoim. The Gemara says, havamina means to learn. The Gemara says, no, means to chazar it over. What's the pshat lashanoisa? Why do they say lashanoisa? Why do we have a havamina learning if that's not the pshat? No, the answer is because you taka learn it the second time you go through the Megillah with clarity. You learned it at night, you heard it at night. Now you know, you knew at the beginning. You're mafreya layotza. You knew it's a Rabbi Yisrael running the world. You just didn't know how. The second time you're going to learn through the Megillah, the second time when you hear it, now you know with clarity what's going on. L'shanoi sabayoy. Azai kuptayira for Megillah's Esther. That's the way you have to look at the Megillah's Esther. Be messiahim that the whole Purim is called al shem Apur, which seems to be one detail in the whole story of Purim. Why do we seize the name Al-Shem HaPur? I could have thought of many names. Mechias Amalek, Nitzach and Yisroel. Why is it called the Yom HaPurim? Al-Shem HaPur, Hu HaGoyrel. That's way Haman tried here, there. The answer is there's nothing more looked at by us as luck, as lottery. When you talk in the secular world about something that's pure luck, you talk about lottery. The lottery. That's pure luck. There's nothing that's pure luck to us. He took Purim that looks like a pure luck, and we say, no, this is where Ayid's going to learn that every little detail is Ashkocha Mamish. Everything's Ashkocha. Al Shem HaPur. We need to call Purim Al Shem HaPur, that we should walk away from Purim and realize that else is the Rabbi Nishalaylam. Should walk away from Purim. Make sure we walk away standing up. That we have no nefila because als is the Rabbi Nishalom. Everything is the Rabbi Nishalom. And the person can't walk away from Purim empty handed. You have to walk away knowing that Al Shem HaPur, Kadosh Baruch Hu's there with us. The Yim Chas V'Sholom, a person slips and falls. It's not that he's fallen. He's gone down to Yerida Tzarech Aliyah. He's going to get right back up. Only the Goy falls. He even starts, so he didn't even fall yet. He's already down. It's over. Why is it over? Because by him, it's all what people do. It's not the Rabbi Yisrael running the world. So he gave up. He lost. He gave up. He's starting to lose. It's over. But by us, it's all the Rabbi Yisrael. It's an Nisoyin. It's something that had to happen. It's a schus for us. Whatever it is. Yisurim Shalava. Whatever it is. It's not. It doesn't. We don't even have to know. We know it's in the Rabbi Yisrael. We know it comes with Ava. It's coming because Bonam Atem L'Hashem Aleikechem. We're going to get up and we're going to go weiter. That's the side of Purim. Lahal lahaydus, come closer to Rabbanshi. Makir the Bar Olam is the Mashgiach of the Olam. The Rabbi should help that from this Purim we should have a Korah. We should have a Korah. Gans Klalis will have a Korah. And eventually we'll get to Yakiru V'yeidu Kol Yoshvei Seivel. The entire world will have that Korah. Should be Zeichet in Hizgalus Aleikus. The Gilu Kvayt Shemaim in the entire world. Beis Hashem, the Gula Shleim Emher B'yameinu Amen. Amen.